This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. How often do we long to be understood by others? We don't like to be misunderstood, but we like the fact that God knows us and God loves us. There's another side of us that actually is an unusual side. It's what I would like to talk about today, and that is hiding. There's a verse in the Bible where Adam and Eve were told hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. That's in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And there's a sense in which we all hide to one extent or another. Now, what I want to suggest this morning is that there are hiding styles. And if you're not sure what I mean, just stay with me for a few minutes. We can all hide in some way, not physically, of course. But for example, if we're upset or hurt, we can put on the silent treatment. That is, we don't communicate with people. And that's a sense of hiding. That's a way of hiding, perhaps even cutting ourselves off from reality. And there are some styles, and I've found this article, which might be interesting to you, called The Hiding Styles. Here's the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger's middle name is self-sufficient, and so due to a deep fear of being known and not accepted, the Lone Ranger stays away from situations that might need the support of others. They feel that they can do everything themselves, having nobody to help them, and in a sense they become isolated. Now that's a way that many people cope with life and cope with the difficulties of life. Then there's the hermit. Because of the lack of emotional safety, the hermit, he or she avoids contact with people at all costs. And as happens in marriages, where things break down and the intimacy of marriage is no longer there, they find that it's very painful to get close to anyone. And so they don't want to talk to anybody. They become a hermit. And in that sense, they hide. There's another category here called the caretaker. This person is deeply involved in the lives of others, always at someone's side, helping them. But deep inside, the caretaker is often motivated by a sense of obligation and their own needs. So in other words, what they're trying to do is find their own needs to be satisfied through helping other people. They tend to help others to be more responsible, and they really feel they can't be done without. So it's an unusual one, and you'd think, well, if you want to help other people, that's great. But at the expense of yourself is not a good thing either. Then what about the manipulator? Well, the manipulator, he or she usually hides from a person who doesn't want to get involved. This person gets involved and looks for ways to have control over other people. They want to take over, manipulate others. The perfectionist, here's a person who hides the bumps and the lumps of life through a facade. He puts on a facade saying, yes, everything's going fine, I've got everything together in my life, but actually deep down, if you were to talk to them, they're actually frightened and quite terrified about their own lives. Then there's the superstar. This is the person who is addicted to being special. And they have a sense of humiliation, and they think they're living in an ideal world and want to promote themselves. The compliant child, this is the person who feels that they have to please everybody. They tend to avoid thinking for themselves. They want to please the authority figure, but at the same time they resent somebody else's control over them. And then there's the rebellious child. These are the people, not talking about children, but that's just a title. The people learn to resent all authority, and they have a struggle in submitting to any authority, and they become very critical and want to burst out, as it were. So we need to be careful that we're not actually hiding. If we come across some style in our own life, we need perhaps to write it down and be aware of it. Well, Heavenly Father, we pray that we may know your peace. This is found in the knowledge that, Lord, that we've been forgiven, and we can lift our hearts to you. Help us, Lord, to face all problems and issues in life in your strength. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.